Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to come to terms with some disturbing incidents from our recent past. There's a big new report. It is a bipartisan report about the riot that sacked the Capitol building on January 6th. Remember, there was this huge fight going on, and basically no Republicans supported a big new congressional commission. And the reason they didn't was because they knew that there were other bipartisan reports on the way. One was just delivered. It was from the U.S. Senate. It has endorsement from both Republicans and Democrats. What did we learn about the January 6th disaster? We learned that it was an incredible display of incompetence by the Capitol Police and with our entire security apparatus. We will get to that. There's another new report that is being treated as quite a victory for the Trump administration and the Trump record as president. The headline over at Associated Press, federal probe. Protest not broken up due to Trump photo op. You know that one of the charges was that President Trump cleared away rioters, used tear gas and pellet guns and all kinds of violence just so he could clear the way that he could walk over to Trinity Church and, to St. John's Church and pose there with a Bible in his hand. Well, that wasn't what really happened. What really did happen, we will get to that. We will also get to the stunning revelation made in a legislative hearing in the state of Ohio that if you have gotten, as most Americans have, your COVID-19 vaccination, you're going to be magnetized. And there's an easy way to check and show that you are going to be turned into a magnet, which somehow involves the G5 towers that are being put up everywhere. We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. And a stunning, truly surprising new position by the Biden administration, with Joe Biden right now in Europe getting ready to meet the Queen and getting ready for the G7 meeting and then getting ready for a big meeting with Vladimir Putin. With all that happening, the Biden Justice Department, not the Trump Justice Department, the Biden Justice Department has agreed to stand with Christian colleges and universities in their right to form their own, as a matter of religious liberty, policies regarding homosexuality and transgender issues. Is this some kind of contradiction with their support for what is called the Fairness Act or the Pride Act or the Equal Justice Act? We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. And we're also going to be talking about the new drive to mix pot and the COVID vaccine. Is that a good idea? I mean, we all know, or most people should know, that it would benefit the country if we got more people vaccinated. Does that justify giving out free weed as a means of getting them vaccinated? We will find out speaking to one of the major critics of today's high-potency marijuana and a former Obama, Bush, and Clinton drug policy advisor, Dr. Kevin Sabat, who will be joining us. Okay, first up, there were some stunning revelations now that over 50% of Americans above the age of 12 have been fully vaccinated. But the pace that Joe Biden set out as a goal for the country was to get 70% of everybody over the age of 12 vaccinated by July 4th. It looks like it may be tough to do that. And part of the reason is some of the truly shocking scientific revelations that were disclosed by a physician. Her name is Sherry Tenpenny. And that's her name. And she actually testified before the Ohio House Health Committee of the Ohio Legislature in Columbus in favor of a bill that would keep businesses or any governmental entities from requiring vaccinations as a cost of participation. Here is what Dr. Tenpenny had to say. Listen.
No, because right now we're all kind of hypothesizing. I mean, what is it that's actually being transmitted that's causing all of these things? Is it a combination of the protein, which now we're finding has a metal attached to it? I'm sure you've seen the pictures all over the internet of people who've had these shots, and now they're magnetized. They can put a key on their forehead, it sticks. They can put spoons and forks all over them, and they can stick. Because now we think that there's a metal piece to that. There's been people who've long suspected that there was some sort of an interface, yet to be defined, an interface between what's being injected in these inject shots and all of the 5G towers. Not proven yet, but we're trying to figure out what is it that's being transmitted to these unvaccinated people.
Okay, The report from the local TV station in Columbus, WKBN, their news bureau says that she says that there's been people who have long suspected that there's been some sort of an interface, yet to be defined interface, between what's being injected in these shots and all of the 5G towers, and they add in the news bureau. Vaccines for COVID-19 do not, repeat, contain metals or microchips that make recipients magnetic at the site of the injection, physics and medical experts have told Reuters. There's no evidence that 5G harms the immune system, scientific director of SciProof International has told the Associated Press. The theories gained momentum in 2019 from Russian state media outlets, which helped push them into U.S. domestic conversation, a disinformation expert said in the same AP report. The Poynter Institute's PolitiFact fact-check sheet on Dr. Tenpenny shows that she has lied in 100% of her videos that have been reviewed of hers, and she has, quote, previously said vaccines cause autism, a claim all public health officials have debunked. Tenpenny's testimony comes one day after the Ohio Department of Health hosted a conference dispelling myths about COVID-19 vaccines. And, yeah, it's important to keep all of that in mind. There are stunning numbers. Bill Galston today in the Wall Street Journal has an interesting column, which is what drives GOP resistance to vaccines. And he points out that as vaccine fears have eased and access has improved, the principal remaining obstacle to their universal vaccination, near universal vaccination, is the large number of Republicans who are declining to participate. The partisan gap is astonishing. More than 80% of Democrats have already received at least one shot, compared with just 49% of Republicans. 27% of Republicans say they won't get vaccinated under any circumstances. The number of Democrats who say that is 3%. The problem really does seem to me to be everything in America right now is divided under a partisan basis. And it would be a great, great thing if moving forward between now and July 4th, if President Biden would make a very clear effort to do something that President Trump should have done as well, which is to make this a nonpartisan thing. It's not to achieve a Biden victory. It's to actually help the country. And maybe you can enlist some patriotic Republicans, and if you can't get President Trump to do it, get Mike Pence. Get other people involved with the Trump administration. Get Nikki Haley. Get people who actually might have some credibility whittling down on that alarming 27% of Republicans who tell pollsters, at least, they'll never get vaccinated. What about the pot for vaccine movement that's happening here in the state of Washington. We'll get to that with Kevin Sabat coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The Michael Medved Show. A pleasure to welcome back to the show Kevin Sabat. Dr. Sabat is the author of Smokescreen, What the Marijuana Industry Doesn't Want You to Know. He has been a drug policy advisor for the Obama, Bush, and Clinton administrations. And he is not a fan of the movement to normalize today's high-potency marijuana. Dr. Sabat, before we get specifically to the issue at hand about using marijuana to encourage people to get COVID-19 injections. I take it that you're not overly concerned about the report today before the Ohio legislature that COVID-19 vaccines magnetize people and can cause spoons to stick to your arm where you've been, or coins or other pieces of metal. That's not a major concern of public health officials, is it?
Well, I don't. I have not. I confess, I have not heard that report, so I'd have to look more into it. I would think it should be a concern for public health officials if that's the case, but I haven't looked into it myself.
No, it's a crackpot doctor who said that I was actually being a little bit sarcastic. I take it that you think that generally it's a good idea for people to get vaccinated?
I do, yes, I do. I've been fully vaccinated. I think it's a great idea. It's incredible how science has moved forward, but it makes no sense to me that we're listening to the CDC about vaccines and yet not about things like marijuana. It's completely contradictory to me to that you would say yes to vaccine and yes to marijuana. That doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, because the CDC is not urging you to say yes to marijuana, are they?
No, it's urging you to say no to marijuana. In fact, all the major public health organizations in this country have said that as well. And it's not a controversy. It's not like, you know, well, they're still debating if it's really bad or not. I mean, obviously, there's always scientific debate around the edges about certain issues. But by and large, the scientific community is united in saying marijuana is not good for you. It can be addictive for some people, especially if your brain is still developing, and that means, you know, before age 30. After age 30, it can still cause neurodamage. Today's marijuana is not your old Woodstock weed. So those are the things that the scientific community is saying, but sadly, America doesn't seem to want to listen to that.
And no, it's a real shame. And here in the state of Washington, from where I am broadcasting, the Washington State Liquor and Cannabis Board is offering pot shops the opportunity to host COVID-19 vaccination clinics in their weed stores and to give free joints to customers who get vaccinated. A good idea, you think?
No, I don't think it's a good idea. Listen, I'm all for getting as many people vaccinated as possible. In fact, I actually got vaccinated in Washington State, and it was a great experience. But the idea that we're going to have, you know, essentially people that are intoxicated and stoned administer vaccines, that's dangerous. I mean, we wouldn't say that. We wouldn't go to a bar and get vaccinated and say if you're, you know, and it's okay if you're drunk and you're vaccinating people. I mean, this has just gone to a whole other level that we're not thinking anymore, which isn't surprising because marijuana reduces your IQ. It hurts your ability to think critically. Maybe that's what's going on with these officials. I don't know.
It does seem to me truly bizarre because, again, the reason we're trying to make the case for people to get vaccinated is to save their lives. And you don't exactly have a life and death kind of atmosphere in most pot shops around the Seattle area. Speaking of the Seattle area, I don't know if you're aware of this new horrible mystery that has been solved, at least to some extent, in Portland, where they discovered four dead bodies in a home in southeast Portland. Have you heard about this one?
I heard a little bit about it, but maybe you can educate me and your listeners on it.
Well, I just found out about it myself. We'd mentioned this before because, I mean, Portland right now has six times the murder rate of Seattle. Seattle's not doing great, but Portland's a disaster. And, okay, here's the story. Three men flew in from Texas for a marijuana deal. And they showed up at a southeast Portland house this Sunday night, and they got into a gunfight.
Oh, I did see this. Yeah, I did see this. Yes.
Over tubs of pot inside, and two brothers are dead, and there are two others who died as well. One of the three who came from out of state got away in a van. Wasn't the legalized marijuana supposed to, which they definitely enjoy in Oregon, wasn't that supposed to cure any kind of gang involvement, any kind of criminal involvement with distributing pot?
It's actually exactly what I was going to say, that, you know, we were told that we would get rid of the black market, that we'd buy from, you know, respectable, you know, marijuana stores, that you would know what you're getting. And actually, in my book, by the way, I found that you don't know what you're getting at all. And, you know, even if you, you know, you're buying it from a pot shop and you think, oh, yeah, you know, at least you know, you actually don't. So, yeah, no, this is very sad, but I'm not surprised. I have seen, you know, this happen in, you know, in other states as well. The black market does not go away at all. It's thriving. It thrives in these you know, in legal environments, because law enforcement looks the other way. It's easy to slip under the radar, and drug dealers have, you know, they have plenty of people to sell to, especially people under 21, but also other people who don't really want to go through the rigmarole of going to a pot shop. So it's not surprising, but it, of course, is very sad.
No, very sad indeed. And right now, one of the things I know you say in your book is that one of the arguments in behalf of legal marijuana is there are more dangerous drugs. There are methamphetamines. There is fentanyl, which is on the street and be deadly. And that these nice pot shops giving you marijuana, providing marijuana, will help prevent you from using those other more dangerous drugs. The exact opposite is true, as you report in your book.
It's totally the opposite. When you use marijuana, you're much more likely to use other drugs. Now, that doesn't mean that every single person is going to use other drugs. I'm not saying that. But the reality is that a lot of them do. And the, you know, because when you use marijuana, the researchers are now looking into science that shows that you're basically eventually going to want to look for another high. Again, not everybody, but if you use other drugs like cocaine or heroin, you, 99 times out of 100, you started with marijuana. You started with the drugs that were widely available, you dipped your toe in the water, and you went further. So this is just terrible for our addiction issue in this country.
The all of that is part of the substance of the indispensable book, Smokescreen. And I hate to say this, there might be some people who need the book for Father's Day coming up. But the book by Dr. Kevin Sabat is a Smokescreen, What the Marijuana Industry Doesn't Want You to Know. But you can certainly find out about it with this book, which is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. More on the good kind of injection, not illegal drugs, but COVID-19, and why it is so many people are afraid of it. And there are reasons. We'll be right back on The MedVed Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
Outrageous.
The Michael MedVed Show. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The East Coast is sweltering in its first heat wave of the year. Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia have seen three straight days of 90-degree temperatures. Record highs have been reported all the way from the northern plains to New England. It's going to be hot again Wednesday, with heat and humidity leading to rain and thunderstorms across much of the East Coast. There aren't a lot of details being released about an active shooter lockdown at a Texas Air Force base. Joint Base St. Antonio LAC Field went on lockdown this afternoon, with all base personnel told to take cover immediately. San Antonio police say they're providing assistance. The Biden administration is reportedly purchasing 500 million doses of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. It's part of the new U.S. plan to ship vaccines to other countries. President Biden set to make this announcement at the G7 summit. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show. Okay, what's gonna happen with the push to try to get more people vaccinated? And all of this has to do with herd immunity, and it has to do with the further reduction in the infection rate, further reduction in hospitalizations and death. And there's definitely been, without any question at all, there's been a lot of progress that's been made. And it's not in spite of vaccinations, it's because of vaccinations. And honestly, people should recognize that. And Bill Galston and the Wall Street Journal, again, we're not talking about the New York Times or the Washington Post or Associated Press or MSNBC. It's the Wall Street Journal. And Bill Galston is a reasonable guy. And he's talking about why it is that there is so much resistance, that nearly a third of all Republicans say they're not going to get vaccinated, no matter what. And over half of Republicans, and this is of Republican adults, have still not gotten their first shot. It's extraordinary. 27% say they refuse to get shots. And he says the reasons for this are several. First, many Republicans are visceral, if not doctrinal, libertarians. They understand freedom as being left alone to make your own choices. And they resent being told what to do. They implicitly reject the distinction between actions that affect only yourself and those that do affect other people. From their perspective, mask mandates restrict freedom, whatever their purported social justification. And so does pressure to get vaccinated. And actually, the pressure that you're getting politically right now in terms of governmental action, and it's surprising to me, is not pressure to get vaccines, it's pressure against vaccines. And that, it seems to me, is politically irresponsible, and it's embarrassing. It embarrasses me as a Republican. Greg Abbott, I think, is a good guy. I think he's been a good governor for Texas. I think he is very likely to get reelected, not this year, but next year. And Greg Abbott just signed a bill which prohibits private businesses from requiring that their customers be vaccinated. They show some kind of vaccination proof. Now, not every business would want to do that. I think probably most wouldn't. But there's some businesses that might. Would this include, by the way, medical clinics? I mean, not in an emergency situation. But for goodness sake, he just signed a bill that would bar not only all governmental entities and all governmental agencies and even localities from requiring proof that someone had been vaccinated against the coronavirus before providing services. It would mean that any business that did that, any business that said you had to show some kind of vaccination passport, some kind of proof that you had been fully vaccinated, if you required that, then you're barred from doing any business with the state of Texas. Here's the way that the Texas governor explained his decision. This is clip 8.
Texas is open 100%. And we want to make sure that you have the freedom to go where you want without limits. The Texas legislature passed a law that I am about to sign that prohibits vaccine passports in Texas. No business or government entity can require a person to provide a vaccine passport or any other vaccine information as a condition of receiving any service or entering any place. I want to thank the Texas legislature for getting this bill to my desk.
And there he is signing it. Okay, by the way, Texas is now the seventh state to enact a formal law barring use of the passports, requirements that you prove that you're fully vaccinated before you do business anywhere. If you would prefer to go to a restaurant where you know that everybody doing business in the restaurant, everybody who might be sitting in a table next to you or even some distance from you, if you prefer to go to a restaurant where everyone would have to be vaccinated, shouldn't you be able to have that choice? If you wanted to run your business this way, I think that Greg Abbott is right. And I think that people are right that you should not have legal requirements that you must have those standards. But if you want to, when you're running your private business, what if you want to run a private business that says no shoes, no shirt, no service? I mean, maybe down on the Gulf Coast in Texas, there might be businesses like that. Should you then be, if you have that kind of sign that requires people to wear shoes or to wear shirts before they come in to get served, if you do that, should you then lose your ability to do any business with the state of Texas? It seems to me outrageous. The other states that have this kind of law that has been passed are Alabama, Indiana, Iowa, and North Dakota. Governors in Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Montana, South Carolina, South Dakota, and Wyoming have all signed executive orders limiting any government agency's ability to require vaccine passports. Any government agency. Legislation is pending in dozens of other states. Look, the idea that this is going to be a political fight or that people folks believe that they can help their own political cause by opposing vaccines. I actually find it depressing and a little bit alarming. One more reason that Bill Galston gives why people distrust vaccines, and why I have so many Republicans, almost a third, who say they will never get a vaccine, never, ever, ever, not a COVID-19 vaccine, is because it has been so politically tainted. The CDC, with some of its messaging about what we need to do, and the masking, and the double masking, and the back and forth, and the shutdown of schools. And the point about all of this is actually getting people vaccinated. We know it works. It's proven. We can see it, not just here, but all around the world. Wherever they've had large numbers of people who get vaccinated and get that protection, the rate of the disease goes down. That helps open up economies. It helps open up movie theaters and sporting events and restaurants and everything that people want to go back to. And the idea that there is opposition to it, how is it supposed to get better if more people don't continue to get vaccinated or continue the program of getting a second vaccine, which can be very important to folks? One of the reasons that Republicans are so overrepresented, he says, is that they're... he says, third, for more than a century, white evangelical Protestants have had a tense relationship with modern science, which they see as challenging core tenets of their faith. They are less likely than other Americans to follow the science as their benchmark. And, of course, because evangelical Protestant Christians are such a core group in the Republican Party, what Bill Galston says is that's one of the reasons that Republicans are so much less likely to get vaccinated. I think that's a canard against Christians. I don't think it's true. But if that does help to explain it, maybe you need more religious leaders, including political leaders on both sides, all sides, to speak out. Okay, we're going to speak out about the truth about that Lafayette Park incident that Trump was so wildly, widely criticized about. We'll get to it coming up.
Americans are going to hear the truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Michael Medved show, first up, last night, yesterday afternoon, they came out with a Senate report, a bipartisan report signed on to by strong Democrats, Gary Peters, Senator from Michigan, and a strong Republican, Roy Blunt, Senator from Missouri, who unfortunately is leaving the U.S. Senate. Good man. But they together with a whole committee, crafted a major report about what really happened on January 6th. And I think the most important thing about that report is that it indicates why it was not necessary to spend another year with yet another commission, and they're not done with the congressional investigations of January 6th. We are finding out more and more about it, and we will get to that in a moment. But later, just before the show began, they came out with the result of another federal probe by the Inspector General. And the AP story is an internal government investigation has determined that the decision to forcibly clear racial justice protesters, I hate that phrase, racial justice protesters, that's a pro-protester phrase. You could just say protesters, couldn't you? Because when you're talking about racial justice, it's such a sacred-sounding cause. And, of course, it should be for all Americans. But that's not what these protesters were about. A lot of them were rioters. They were violent. They were setting fires. And you may remember, if you were listening to some of the news on that evening, I remember exactly where I was. And hearing the news about how there were flames at St. John's Church and how awful it was. In any event, the report says that the decision to forcibly clear racial justice protesters from an area in front of the White House last summer was not influenced by then-President Donald Trump's plan to stage a Bible-toting photo op at that spot. Now, you may remember how much the Democrats made of this during the campaign, how much Trump was criticized for it, he was willing to use violence against peaceful protesters and people who were just demonstrating their constitutional rights just to get a photo op image. And let it be clear that the Interior Department And this is Biden's Interior Department now. It's under Deb Haaland, the new Secretary of the Interior. The report that was released today by the Interior Department's Inspector General concludes that the protesters were cleared by United States Park Police, that's why it's under the Interior Department, last June 1st. This is, we're talking a little bit more than a year ago, obviously, so that a contractor could get started installing new fencing. Doesn't sound so unreasonable. The demonstrators were protesting the death of George Floyd, and a half hour after the Washington protesters were forced from the area with pepper pallets and flashbangs, Trump walked across Lafayette Park amid the lingering scent of pepper spray and delivered a short speech while holding a Bible in front of St. John's Church. Park police officials had already planned to clear the area and had begun implementing the operational plan several hours before they knew of a potential presidential visit to the park. That's what the inspector general, whose name is Mark Lee Greenblatt, said in a statement accompanying the report. Now, part of the report is they apparently have record of a remarkable exchange between the Attorney General of the United States at the time, whose name was Bill Barr, as you may remember, and he had an exchange with an unnamed Park Police Operations Commander. And, quote, the Attorney General asked him, are these people still going to be here when POTUS, President of the United States, comes out? And the United States Park Police Operations Commander said, oh, I didn't know until you told me that the president would be coming out of the White House and into Lafayette Park. He said, he replied to the Attorney General, are you freaking kidding me? And then hung his head and walked away. The Attorney General, who had been standing there, then left Lafayette Park. The report determined that the decision to clear the protesters was justified. Justified. But that law enforcement agencies on the scene failed to effectively communicate with each other and failed to communicate warnings to the protesters about the impending crackdown. Several different law enforcement agencies moved ahead of schedule and started engaging with protesters before the protesters had been sufficiently warned. Are you kidding me? Or to quote the Park Service officer, are you freaking kidding me? Okay. What all of this is about is the criticism of them having been cleared was effectively that they were asked to be cleared before the curfew. Much of the criticism, reports the AP, of the clearing and the accusations of political influence stem from the decision to move in before the 7 p.m. curfew that Mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, had set up. The push surprised protesters and was criticized as unnecessarily confrontational after two nights of clashes and property damage. Look, it is now very obvious, and it has been cleared away, this was not a personal decision by the President of the United States, even though he was present right there on the ground. This was a decision made by the Park Police beforehand, who needed to clear out the demonstrators so they could set up a fence and keep the White House safe and keep other things from being set on fire. And the idea that this became such a nightmare, was treated as such an atrocity. I'll tell you what was an atrocity, and that we also have more information about, was the utter incompetence and the lack of coordination and the disastrous impact of the Park Police, who were warned, and this is not the Park Police now, I'm talking now about the Capitol Police, and the Capitol attack on January 6th. What comes out here is not the idea that President Trump had in mind, that the Capitol building would be sacked. Do I believe that it was a terrible mistake? A terrible mistake, in fact, a shameful mistake, for him to give that speech to a rally, trying to say that they could march up to the Capitol and persuade the Senate and the House not to certify the already certified elections. I think it was an awful decision. But part of what comes across here from the first bipartisan report on what actually happened on that fateful day, part of what comes across here is just how some of the same factors that allowed September 11th to happen, which was vastly, vastly more serious, allowed this to happen. You had agencies not talking to each other. You had the Capitol Police not being prepared at all for what they had been warned very specifically was coming. Now, should it have been coming? No, of course not. Should they have taken better steps to, for instance, call in the National Guard? One of the things that's going to change, and both Republicans and Democrats agree about this, is right now, part of what they had to go through is they had to go through a board, a committee process to allow approval for the National Guard to come in for reinforcements. And they have actually taped phone calls that show that they were desperate pleas to provide more person power. The way that the Associated Press covers this, a Senate investigation of the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol found a broad intelligence breakdown across multiple government agencies, along with widespread law enforcement and military failures that led to the violent attack. There were clear warnings and tips that supporters of then-President Donald Trump, including right-wing extremist groups, were planning to, quote, storm the Capitol, unquote, with weapons and possibly infiltrate the tunnel system underneath the Capitol building. But that intelligence never made it up to top leadership. The result was chaos. A Senate report released yesterday details how officers on the front lines suffered chemical burns, brain injuries, and broken bones, among other injuries, after fighting the attackers, who quickly overwhelmed them. Look, this is worth considering. And it is worthwhile that the Senate's investigated this, but doesn't this demonstrate why it's not an outrage for Republicans to say no politically based investigation for another year? Can we come to terms with this and move on to more critical issues in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.